produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
I walk around one day and the Lord said, son, you need to hear this from me. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what you say? He said, if Satan can't pull you, he'll push you. I said, what do you mean? He said, Satan got, watch it. He said, Satan got keys to doors too. You know how I done learned not to be in the wrong door? I know me. If the door is greater than my character, it ain't gone. But I gotta tell the truth. I gotta tell the truth now. If the door is greater than my character, it ain't gone. Because I shouldn't be in a door that I can't stay in. Because every door God puts me in, I'm supposed to stay. But when I understand, I still got inklings. I still got isms and schisms. That if I get in this door too quick, it's going to turn that on. Because now, y'all, I'm learning. I learned how to stay. Because you keep trying to fight. You ain't going to win fighting. You're going to win standing. Okay, y'all remember, I got to close. Y'all remember, I'll do the rest of it too. Y'all remember when the Bible said when the devil and the angel was fighting over the body of Moses and the angel, because they're equal in battle, they're equal in strength, the angel that said the blood is against you, and he backed off. Because there was no need to fight it. Stand in the blood. See, ain't no need to talk about you finna fight a demon. Stand in the blood. Ain't no need to talk about you finna fight a witch. Stand. That is not your battle. Your battle is to stand. If any fight you will ever have, you better stand on the truth you say you know. You better stand on the truth you say you know. Well, first, for we wrestle not against, and I'm getting ready to close because I can't go no further. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know what Satan good at, Cecil? Making us think people is our problem. He's making us think people is our problem. And we keep fighting people, and we keep losing. Well, you're not going to say that to me. If they shut their mouth, you're still going to lose. Because somebody else is going to say that to you. You want to get to the place when somebody said that to you? You stand. That's victory, y'all. Y'all, that's victory, y'all. When a demon is cast out of a man, he goes to and fro and seeketh rest, but he can't find none. So he comes back to the house where he was cast out, and he finds the house swept, varnished. Watch it, you got to get it clean. But it's empty. He goes and gets seven more demons and go in the house, and the last state of the person is different than the first state, because the first demon now has become a number 8. He can't be number one no more. Or the state can't get worse. He has to transfer, and he's willing to. And what I'm trying to get the church to do is start fighting principalities like they invisible and not like they somebody behind the counter at a store. Because you ain't got power over the cashier, but you got power over the demons you got. You ain't got y'all. Okay, y'all. You can walk into a place and folks start cutting the crazy, and you just say, by the blood of Jesus, I bind you, demon, in the name of Jesus. You ain't talking to that person. That person right there. Now watch this, y'all, because demonic activities are territorial. Because the demon ain't down at the club. The demon is where the move of God is. There's an invisible force in this room right now. But because we are in unified place, we back him up in a car. Don't. Okay. Y'all. This right here, as good as it is here right now, in 2 minutes, we might have to call 911, somebody fighting in the parking lot. If you don't understand, it's an invisible spirit. It's not visible. It's not a human. It's the devil that's a principality and a power, and he's trying to get you to move. Somebody say, I'm standing this time. I'm tired of moving back. Every time something happened to me, I'm tired of moving back. Every time something is said to me. So much so, Leon, I'll finish it Tuesday, Shelly. So much so, Leon, when Jesus gets over to the other side and he casts this demon out of this man, the Bible said Jesus asked, they mean, what's your name? He said, we're legion because we're regimented. We're in order. We don't never get out of order. If the church would just stay in order, we could win every single battle. We're only losing because the demons are more unified than us. So the Bible says, Shelley, that he says to the demon he has to come out. Before he comes out, Teresa, he says to Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh, can we go into the swines? Permit us to go into the swine. You know what he's saying? Because we're territorial and we want to stay in this territory. The Bible says that Jesus says to them, you can stay. I don't know how we're sending them away. Jesus didn't send them. So he goes into the swine. The swine goes in the bottom of the water, in the bottom here, drowns, but the demons don't drown. The Bible says the next time we see this man that was demons there with all his demons, legions of demons, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, eating, clothed, and in his right mind. And then he got ready to leave, Leon. And the man wanted to go with Jesus. He said, I want to go with you. He said, no, stay here and tell what good things been done to you. This is what he really said, Leon. Stay here so every time that demon creep his head up, he knows that an answer is in the city. No, I can't stop him from creaking. He just got to know there's an answer in the city. Watch this, y'all. Wherefore, take unto you, and this, I'm going to close right here, the whole armor of God that you may be able to, watch this, because we went from stand. Withstand. I was going up on this ride. Teddy and them talked me into it. I was going up on this ride. Sad. Teddy and them talked me into it. You going? No, I ain't going. Come on, you can go. So I go up there on this ride and I get up on this high. I get up on, I'm getting ready to go up on this thing. Joseph, and you get in this tube, and you come down, and they say, you want to come back when it's snow on the ground because it's going 50 miles an hour. I said, no, I don't want to come back forever. Y'all can tear it down for all I care. So they give you 30 minutes. You can go up that thing. But I'm trying to get to this point I'm trying to make. And the Lord showed me this morning. And I was going up the conveyor belt. And Q, I started falling. Because I was going up like this. And I kept falling. And the young boy said, this all he said, Q, and change how I could get up. He said, lean forward. And let the thing do the work. All I did, Shelly, was lean forward. He took all the work from me. I was able to get up there. And when I got up there, I got in that tube. And I started dying, Teresa. And I was able to stand against the wiles of the Jeanette, it looked like you was going to get a chance to spend my life in insurance. It didn't look good for me. And I got to a certain spot, Teresa, and it went up on that thing, and I was half born. When I got down to the bottom of that thing, they said, Bishop, you got 30 minutes. I said, no, I don't. I got 1 minute. Y'all going to have the 29. I ain't going back up there. I'm not going back up there. So then I came to a conclusion. Tay, y'all get on the Cobra all you want them. Staying down there with Jeanette. Me and her get on the carousel. Because ain't nothing. But my ability to get to the top is what God showed me this morning when I'm talking about withstanding. Only thing this young boy told me was to lean forward. And when he told me to lean forward, conveyor belt did the work. God said, if you just lean on me, if you just lean forward on me, I'll take care of the work of it. Because now you got a whiff stain, which means he has been consistently, rapidly hitting you. So he said, make sure you have your loins good about with truth. Make sure your belt. I had to get Johnny to put a hole in my belt today. Johnny said, that's a good thing. I said, it is, but I don't want to be up there preaching and be down to my under rules either. This is what it did in the army, Shelley. The belt held everything together. He said, if you wrap yourself tight with the truth, if you wrap yourself tight with this truth, everything that's connected to you will stay. Because what God is about to do in your life is about to be so great. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. The righteousness that God gave you, because he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be called the righteousness of God. You need to protect yourself with God making you right. So it made no difference what people said about you. Made no difference what people criticize you for. You got to be able to stand in, but I'm still righteous. Even when I don't sometimes do right stuff, I'm still righteous. I'm still righteous. I'm going real fast, y'all. I'm going real fast. And your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Stable feet. Feet are not easy moved. Because remember now, you move forward by standing. You go backwards by moving. You got to stand now. I'm going to close. Your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. You know what above all means, Mary? It means your faith covers every piece of your armor. In Bible days, what a soldier would do, he would stand behind this shield about the big as a door. And what he would do is the enemy would start shooting at the shield, because the enemy thought he could literally break the shield. And Johnny, Satan thinks if he keeps shooting at your faith, he can break your faith. But all you got to do is stand. Because if I can trust God under fire, if I can trust him when it's dark, if I can trust him when I can't trace him, when I can trust him when I don't even know the direction he's taking me, if I can trust, that's that shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. Because I can't stop him, Colin, from shooting. But if I keep the shield, I can stop him from penetrating. And I'm tired of things getting to my heart because I took my shield down. And every time somebody bothers me, Leon, I have an option. Do I keep the shield up, or do I take it down to go after? Do I trust God? Or do I trust myself? And every time I trust myself, one of the fiery darts get in. And now I'm trying to literally deal with something that faith was given to me to deal with. Now I'm trying to handle something that faith was given unto me to deal with. And put on. They just got stuck at the 16th verse. They ain't moved nothing yet. Shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fire darts of the wicked one. Go to the next one. Because you can't stop him from shooting, Mary. You mad because somebody said something to you? You done took your shield down. Like you being mad, we're never going to stop somebody else from talking about you. You better stop talking about me now. There's 9 over here talking about you. You better stop talking about me now. There's 30 over here. You can't stop folk from shooting that. How you depressed over something that ain't even supposed to get to you? No, how? Take the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He said, tell my people to wrap the last thing I delivered them from in their thinking. He said, tell them to wrap the last thing I delivered them from. God Almighty. He said, tell them to wrap the last thing I got them out of. Wrap it. Wrap it around your thinking. Put that on. Put that testimony on. Put that victory on. Put that revelation on. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You got 2 offensive weapons. One of them is the word, and one of them is prayer. When you use them correctly, when you've done all you know how to do, just stand. Having this armor on, so that when the dust settles, God will reward you for standing. Come on, y'all. You gotta believe this works for you. You gotta believe what God is saying is working for you. You gotta believe it's 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 working for you. You all started saying it's working for me. It's working for me. The revelation that I'm getting, it's working for me. The insight that I'm getting,
It's working for me. We're getting ready to leave. We're getting ready to leave. I was thinking about my children. I was thinking about my children this morning. And I was thinking about them from the perspective of that my children, and I don't know why they never, but my children never did what we call children church. Because when I first got started, demonic activity was so bad, I had to keep them with me. And I was thinking about them this morning when I was getting ready, that when them children was little, like my grandchildren, they was casting out demons. They sure was. I remember that one morning, Janice got out and was going into a school, and the deaf demon showed up. And they called me, they didn't know what to do with them. When I got there, they had in this room. And when I walked around, I said, "Baby, what happened?" She said, "I saw him, Daddy." I said, "Who you saw, baby?" She said, "I saw a deaf angel coming." But if I could got a carload of my children to that school, we'd have wrecked that school. Come on, Vernon. As we get ready to go, as we start preparing to transition ourselves over and then transition ourselves back tonight, we thank y'all so much for your sacrifice this morning. We thank y'all so much for what you did. What did he say? Collapse along. Call him on, bro. Fraction his neck. Two fractions his neck. He was paralyzed from the chest down. Where is he paralyzed now from? He got movement in his legs? Okay. So where you don't have movement, man, just tell me where you can feel at. What's on your body you can feel at times? If I touch this, can you feel me do that? Can you feel me do that? That? You can't feel that? Some? A little bit? Now you got to talk to me now. You got to talk to me. You've been knowing me since you've been a boy. Grab my hand. No, they ain't. Straighten them out. Don't worry about it. Straighten them out. Can you see them straight? You see them straight even though they're crooked? You see them straight. Because the only thing got to happen, this and this got to match. You hear me? This is what's going to be getting ready to start happening to you. You're going to start literally laying down and start getting feelings where you haven't had feelings for. We decree and declare you will walk again. God, we honor you today. We're decreeing and declaring that this will be a testimony. Now, God, because he see himself walking in his dreams. Now, God calls his dreams to be a reality. That God, when this suffering is over, that you will strengthen him. You will establish him and you will settle him. It's in Jesus' name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.